It is a better late than never. It is a victory, but it has come very late. We had expected it should come, you know, March, end of March, the vessel was arrested by the sheriff court. So we thought, well, latest by end May or beginning of June, we'll be home with our salary, but it didn't work out that way. We still waited for nearly 4.5 months after the vessel was arrested. At least today, the court has given the green signal. It has approved for sale of the vessel. That is a big relief to all 12 of us. We were waiting for that verdict. Now the procedure of finding a buyer and selling the vessel and getting our money into our account salary will take time. We understand. We realize that. But finally, we can tell our family members that we are almost at the end of the tunnel and we are coming home with the salary.
So hopeful then this could be the beginning of the end of this ordeal for you.
Yes, this is the beginning of our end of our ordeal. We have had a very tough time. I have completed 13 months on board. Some of my colleagues have completed 16 months on board. It's been a terrible time. It's been a really, what should I say? It is a mixture of suffering as well as recreation, because the people of Aberdeen have been so good to us. They have been so helping, especially during the Christmas season. They gave us so many gifts and so many encouragement we got from them. There is the Aberdeen Seafarer Center who has helped us always. Then there is Apostleship of the Sea, Father Douglas Duncan. He has been making us trips every week and showing us around Aberdeen and other distant places of Scotland. Then there is Mr. David Kenwright, who has also helped us. So there are people of Aberdeen, whenever we go to the town, they when they come to know we are from Malavia 7, they are so helpful and so concerned for our return to our family. So that is, we feel so indebted to them. We are indebted.
And you mentioned how difficult this time has been for you and for your crew. What's it been like being, I suppose, away from your family and trying to sustain yourself as well, given that you haven't had your wages?
Yes, family back home, they have had a very tough time financial point of view. They were not prepared mentally that we will be here for so long away from them. So they had to manage somehow, either take some help from relatives or take a loan from the money lender or whatever jewelry we have to dispose of that jewelry. Somehow, with a lot of permutation and combination, the wives are managing the show back home. This is something really, I take my hats off to these housewives who have managed for so long without the husbands. But at long last, we are happy that we'll go back with our wages that we are due to get. So that should sort of cancel out all our bitter experience.
Super. Well, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate that.
Thank you.